Everybody, welcome back. Farm Talk here at the conference formerly known as the National Biodiesel Conference, as we'll tell you coming up here. It is. Now they've had a name change and a logo change. It is Clean Fuels Alliance America. And a guy who's been involved with biodiesel and soybeans in Minnesota for many, many years, Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council Director Bill Zern, Callaway, Minnesota. Good to see you.
Good morning, and how's it going?
Well, going pretty good. First off, your thoughts on the last 2 hours of sitting and listening to some innovative thinking and inspiring thinking.
Good thinking, and this industry is changing from our original concept to what it is now, how it's grown and keep growing, and that's very exciting. I had four CEOs of different companies that were up there, and that was very exciting, and what perspective they have and what this little farm organization has gravitated into. And whether it be renewable diesel or flying for airplanes, all of that comes up and how that's coming along. And we have a lot of people here this year too, from farmers to industry, so everybody's excited about that. Minnesota, North Dakota brought down some people to see for yourself, so we have fuel technicians, we have mechanics, farmers from both states, so that's been very exciting and worthwhile. I've just talked to a couple of them, and they're new to this conference, and they're very excited and well worth their time.
That would be me, too. Thanks to the North Dakota Soybean Council, I'm here, and I'm learning a lot, and it's very inspiring. So the Donnell Rehagen, CEO of the Clean Fuels America group now, it doesn't roll off the tongue quite as nicely as National Biodiesel Board, but so 30 years ago, he said you had started with seven farmer members and kind of, yes, Kansas, but Minnesota was involved. Do you remember who was involved back 30 years ago?
Oh, boy, I do not. Okay. I'm guessing our farmer CEO could have been Jim Palmer, but I'm not sure about that. But, I mean, they got going when Missouri started, and then they came on, and, of course, Minnesota was very active in that, and the soybean growers, which I'm past president of. But as they started and pushed it, it's been really good. I mean, we got B2 passed, now it's gone up, and the industry looks at Minnesota as one of the leaders, and we've been very fortunate to have good people in the organization and to help do that.
But Kansas doesn't have a mandate, though, do they? Minnesota does.
Minnesota does. Other ones have tax incentives in different states, so it goes on. Minnesota, I think, is the only mandate. Some other states, that's not going to work. But they have tax incentives. And then, of course, you go out in the West Coast now, which we were never sure about that. But now they're very strong with the CARB issue and stuff. So California, Washington, Oregon, as well as British Columbia, they're really good, and that's real strong. I mean, they're going to use a billion gallons of bio and renewable diesel this year. That's unreal.
Yeah. That's the new thing, renewable diesel, which takes biodiesel or takes the molecule of soybean oil and kind of refines it, heats it, pressure cracks it, and makes renewable diesel, a totally different animal than biodiesel.
Yes, it is. And so a refinery, just what they'll do, they'll bring in train loads of feedstock, soybean oil, and then make it into renewable. And some people like that. It's all different, and it's growing. And our industry's going so fast that we need multiple ones. And the same now with this aircraft fuel, too. That's what they got to do. And that has different properties than what we have in my semi or my tractor,
And I assume you are incorporating some of this new technology and the research into it up at Crookston at the Soy Innovation Campus up there. You have plans for developing the technologies and the knowledge?
That is true. And, when we started biodiesel way back, there wasn't anything to do just a little bit. Well, now with the Crookston campus, when that gets going, they'll be able to take it from the lab, make it work in there in order to get the big companies of the world to invest $100 million or something. So that's good, and educate the students and people come along. So that, I think, is going to fit right hand in hand, as they say.
We got a more normal winter this winter, so construction is supposed to start in the spring. As soon as the ground thaws, I guess when farmers start chiseling their fields, they might be able to turn a shovel at Crookston.
Well, maybe there's enough snow, the frost isn't going too deep, but I'm not going to decide that. That's going to be the guys that dig in the trenches and pour cement. So, yes, that's what we're working on, that, and that's one of the things that Minnesota's involved in, and the checkoff, and the growers are very strong and happy about that, and so we're going along, yes. Yeah.
All right, Bill Zirn, Callaway, Minnesota, thank you very much for being a kind of a pioneer. Not you, well, I don't want to call you a pioneer, but you have been pushing soybeans for decades.
Yes, I have, and we have as an organization, and I've taken that as a passion, trying to get a plant going and started in order to go. And with you being here, Mick, it's exciting. Mike Adams just got a big award for, you know, promoting ethanol and biodiesel throughout the years, and you've been doing a good job, so we want to keep doing that, and we appreciate that, and North Dakota helping you bring you down, so yeah. Thank you.
You bet. It's a team effort. We're all in it together, right?
It is, yes. And we meet some new people this year, and it keeps going. So,
yeah, for sure. All right. Well, on the sandy soil around Callaway, are you going to plant more soybeans this spring then? Are you inspired enough to do that, or are you going to stick with the rotation?
Well, it's not sandy where we're at. But anyway, we got probably about the same rotation, corn, soybeans, wheat. Now we got a couple hundred acres of alfalfa we're growing for a dairy. Okay. So that's good. And plus, you know, we have a dairy coming up and a hog facility coming up in northern Minnesota. So that's all exciting. And they'll be using biodiesel. They'll be using soybean meal. So we're excited about that. Yeah. So we're very happy.
Pushing the industry. Thank you very much, Bill.
Thank you, Mick. Take care.
You bet. All right. From Clean Fuels Alliance America Conference in Las Vegas, thanks to the North Dakota Soybean Council, I'm Mick Kerr. This is Farm Talk.